At AngiesList.com/Amber, you can find thousands of unbiased ratings on services for your home improvements, car repairs, and even doctors. When you use promo code AMBER, you will save 25% off your subscription. It used to be difficult to find service providers you can trust, but not anymore thanks to AngiesList.com/Amber. So visit AngiesList.com/Amber today and save time and money.
It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do it right. Amber May Show is here with topics you like out in the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot.
AMBERMAY, that's fly. AMBERMAY, that's fly.
Time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do it right. Amber May Show is here with topics you like out in the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot. It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do it right. Amber May Show is here with topics you like out of the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot.
Thank you for joining me today on the Amber May Show. And I would like to continue our discussion about how to build strong families. Kids are also a big part of building strong families. And it's the responsibility of the parents, obviously, to train their children, because the Bible says, train your children in the way they should go. And when they're old, they won't depart from it. But what else can we learn about the family dynamic besides knowing and understanding that parents are in charge of raising up their kids? And how does God fit into all this? Well, I think the beautiful thing about the reason why God created family and created a parent-child relationship so that we could gain some more insight into his character and his love for us. God loves us so much, and we all know John 3:16, that he sent his only son, his only child, to die for you and I so that we could have a relationship with him. And sometimes that's hard for us to understand, especially if we don't have any children of our own, thinking of the loss of a child and what that would mean and the impact that would have on your family. But besides that, just the dynamic alone. So let's look at children, for example. A child, for the most part, loves their parents almost unconditionally. You see all many times on TV or hear stories of how parents have mistreated their children, and no matter what those children have been through, if they still have a desire to have a relationship with their parents. Deep down inside of them, they want their parents to love them. Even though they've been through hell and back, they still want to have that love, and they still care for their parents a great deal. And if their parents called upon them to help them with something, most likely those children have come to their parents' aid. And that's kind of the beauty, where we could see how much God loves us. And he shows us unconditional love through the love of a child. When you're a good parent and you have a great relationship with your children, it's nice to see how much you're loved by another individual. And it's almost indescribable. Me not being a parent myself can't exactly articulate what it would be like for a parent to understand this unconditional love. But I can only imagine, and I know from how God loves me, what it might look like. You know, someday I may have children and get a better understanding of God's love for me, but I can still see, just by watching people and observing different families, how God wants to teach us his love for us. And as parents, you can understand when your child misbehaves or doesn't do as you would like them to do, that you still love them. Your kid might have gone far and gone astray and haven't done things that are pleasing to you and maybe mistreat you. But if your child runs into problems, most of the time, you're still willing to help them because you love them so much. And I think that's the same type of love that God shows. Because look at the Israelites, for instance. You just see how much God adored them and loved them and cherished them. Because they would be honoring God one minute and then disobeying the next and worshiping other gods. And that had to be painful. When I was reading the book of Samuel today, something really struck me hard, and that's looking into the heart of God. And when the people of Israel were going to Saul and saying, "We want a king," and God had always been the king over Israel, and they demanded that they have a king like everyone else, and Samuel was heartbroken over it, God told Samuel, "They're not rejecting you, they're rejecting me." And when I saw that, my heart broke, because I can imagine what it would be like for a parent to have their kid reject them. Where you're raising your kids and you're taking care of them and you've been there for them since they were born and you've invested so much time and energy into them, and then it feels like they abandon you. When I was reading that part of Samuel, I just kind of got teary-eyed a little bit, because that can't be a pleasant feeling. But at the same time, when they repented, God opened his arms to them and loved them, even though he was rejected and they disobeyed him. And you see two different aspects of family with that. You see the unconditional love of a child when parents mistreat their children. And they still love their parents and still desire to have a relationship with them. But you also see, on the other hand, when we reject God and see how it feels, but still when your child calls for you because they don't know where else to turn to and they know you've always taken care of them and you've always loved them, and they know that you will always love them because they are your children, you can understand the heart of God. When we reject him, when we go against what he wishes us to do, when we say we don't need you in our life. And you can see in the book of Samuel, during that discussion between him and God and Samuel, how heartbreaking that must be for him. You get a better understanding of what it's like to see the true heart of God. But what about raising a child? How does that all fit into everything? I mean, some parents and they befriend their child, that they don't want to discipline their child. They'd rather be friends with them because they don't want their children to be upset with them. How does this all play out? Well, in Hebrews 12:6, it says, For the Lord disciplines those he loves, and he punishes each one he accepts as a child. So what I get from that is, if you truly love your kid, you're going to set standards and you're going to tell them this is the way you should live your life, and you should live this way because this way will be easier than that way. You're going to have less heartache, less trouble. And when you don't listen to me and you don't take in my advice, then I have to punish you because I love you so much, I don't want to see you get destroyed. And you see the families that let their children do whatever they want and never set rules, never discipline their kids, or never followed through with discipline. And those children never turned out to be, I shouldn't say never, because there's always exceptions. In sociology, that's the one thing you always learn, there's always exceptions. You rarely saw those people being productive. A lot of times they would get into trouble with the law. They would be lazy. They would mooch off people. Never really contributing anything to society. Always hanging around the wrong people their whole life. Always having a mess of trouble. And that's why God also puts parents and children together. And he tells the parents, train your child in the way they should go. Because when they're old, they're not going to depart from it. They're not going to depart from what you taught them. They might stray for a while, but eventually they're going to come back. But what happens when you have a child that doesn't come back? You have to pray for them. Because here's the other dynamic of how God is with us. God loves us so much, and he sent his son. And anyone who accepts his son, Jesus Christ, as their Lord and Savior, will have a relationship with him in heaven. But those who don't, God's not going to force that on them. Just like when you raise your children and they know right from wrong and they know the standards you set from and they depart from that, you can't force them to do anything. They're grown up now. They've made their decisions. You can stand before God and be at peace because God's not going to chastise you because he's not going to hold you responsible for the decisions they've made. He's only going to be responsible for what you've done and shown for your child. Just like God doesn't force us to have a relationship with him, it's always a choice. And he sets standards and he sets things that he wants us to do and we don't do it. He doesn't come after us and make us conform to his way. He doesn't do that with anybody. But if you truly love him, eventually you're going to see where your errors are and you're going to turn from your wicked ways and you're going to repent. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, will forgive their sins, and will heal their land. So there's the other dynamic that we see is how God's not forceful with us. And he doesn't make us do anything, even though we've gone astray from him. But his arms are always open in case we turn and decide to pursue a relationship. And I think that's the same thing between parents and children. When your child strays from the ways you've taught them, from the things you want them to do, and if at any point they're willing to turn back, I'm pretty sure your arms will be open. If you'd like to get in touch with me, please visit my website, ambermayshow.com. And also, I want to let you know before I let you go, I found a really cute little thrift store at Central and Hatcher on the northeast corner. So if you're looking for a great find, you might want to stop on by there. Well, we'll pick this up where we left off. And remember, instead of thinking about number one, just yourself, think about number two, somebody else, because eventually number two will look out for you. At AngiesList.com/Amber, you can find thousands of unbiased ratings on services for your home improvements, car repairs, and even doctors. When you use promo code AMBER, you will save 25% off your subscription. It used to be difficult to find service providers you can trust, but not anymore thanks to AngiesList.com/Amber. So visit AngiesList.com/Amber today and save time and money.